但是这段圣经用很奇特的说法。
But this has a unique way of saying it.
所以当我发现这段圣经写得很奇特的时候，去研究又发现非常有意思。
So as Pastor Chang was examining this passage, you realize how much meaning this passage has.
这段圣经很少人在圣诞节里面提到，但是我觉得非常重要。
This passage very little talks about it during Christmas, but it's such an important passage for it.
当然我们很喜欢听那个耶稣降生在马棚里面，然后他的婴儿床是马槽哈。然后呢我们很高兴说天上长了一个星星，然后有什么呢，有东方的博士去看耶稣，哇，非常非常戏剧化，上英语叫做 dramatic 啊。
Of course, we like the dramatic stories in the nativity story of Christ being born in a manger, being placed in a trough, or the wise men from the east that comes chasing after a star. Of course, we all like this.
我记得我上个礼拜跟我们大家讲说，这些都是真的吗？
Of course, last week Pastor Chang asked our congregation, are all those true?
真的天上出了一颗星，然后有东方的博士去朝拜耶稣，哇，非常不但是戏剧啊，而且非常什么呢，非常有那个人情味，对不对？
Right. Because as we're sharing from the nativity story, a star that's so bright that led wise men from the east to come, it's such a dramatic, impactful story. Right.
但是弟兄姊妹，那是真的吗？
But question is, congregation, is that story true?
我上个礼拜跟我们讲说百分之百真的。
And last week, Pastor Chang declared that 100% is true.
因为甚至有基督徒、有神学家、甚至有牧师说那一些是什么呢？那一些都是古代的人为了创造耶稣出生的样子，让他人家觉得很好，所以有这种神话故事。
Because a lot of liberal teachings and pastors and theologians are arguing the fact is that these are just mythology to bump up and boost up who Christ is.
但是我告诉我们诸位，全世界除了圣经说有那颗星之外，全世界有哪一本书在古代的时候记得这件事情吗？
And he asked, like, where, you know, there's other places besides scripture that talks about the star that appeared during that time.
全世界没有一本一个地方可以发现。
There's not many places that can be discovered about this.
只有一个地方。
There's only one place.
竟然在中国的汉书里面写这件事情。
And it was in a Chinese astrology almanac that appears.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得很奇怪
？Do you realize how strange this is?
而且是中国人的古代的天官发现这件事情就记载在里面。
Because it's from the Chinese records that recorded of this occurrence.
那是非常奇妙的事情。
That's very interesting and strange.
有很多人说。耶稣来这个世界怎么中国人都不知道。
You know, a lot of people ask, like, with Christ coming, like, how come not many Chinese know of this?
或者说福音怎么传到中国传得那么慢。
And how come the gospel took so long to reach China?
而且很多中国人说那个是外国宗教跟我们没有关系。
And many of the Chinese will argue that this is a Western thinking, it's not part of our understanding.
但是弟兄姊妹，我在各位这里告诉我们一个我真正自己的经验。
But Pastor Chan wants to share his personal observation, his truth observation.
有一天我在 Stand Up 还在那边牧会的时候，我自己抱着圣经从礼拜堂外面走进来。
And so when Pastor Chan was still pastoring at Staten Island, he took this his Bible and he came to the presence of the sanctuary.
然后我当时很喜乐，我说主啊，你今天要我祷告什么？
And he was excited and happy and he asked, Lord, what do you want me to pray about today?
你知道，一个非常清楚的声音跟我讲说，我今天要你为中国祷告。
And he heard an audio voice so clear that says that today I want you to pray for China.
我说主啊，我觉得很奇怪。
And he says, Lord, this is strange, this is odd.
因为我是台湾人哈，而且我们教会都是台湾人的。
Because he's saying, I'm Taiwanese and our church is Taiwanese.
我们里面没有一个从中国来的。
We don't have anyone here from China.
那三四十年前。
And this is 40 years ago, of course.
我说好吧，那我就进去吧。
And so Pastor Chang said, okay, in obedience, he went in.
我到讲台面前跪下来。
He came to the front of the pulpit and he kneeled down.
我说不知道要祷告什么，因为我不认识从中国来任何一个人。
And he wasn't sure how to pray because he doesn't know anyone that came from China then.
你知道第二句话 神跟我讲什么吗？
And do you know what the second word that he said to Pastor Chang was?
我过去2000年曾经到中国，六祭司都被中国人赶出来了。
And the Lord said that in over 2,000 years, I have tried to enter into China 6 times, and every single time I've been kicked out.
因为我知道那个历史。
And of course, Pastor Chang understood what that meaning was.
我马上从灵里面可以感受到耶稣基督的痛。
And he felt this, the compassion and the pain and the sorrow from the Lord in his heart.
耶稣基督好几次告诉中国人说，我来了，但是你们不要。
There's so many times where Christ came to China and said, I'm here, and, but many reject, or all reject.
Oh, 我从灵里面的甚至就放声大哭。
And out of his spirit, out of Pastor Chang's spirit, he started to weep.
然后我说了一句说，主啊，请你再给中国一个机会好吗？
And so Pastor Chang said, Lord, have mercy on China. Would you give them another chance?
第三句话说，我会的，我会的。
And the third words he heard was, I will, I will.
我可以感受到神心里面的痛。
You could feel the sorrow and the pain of our Lord.
然后第四句话，从神来，在我的心里面又讲了。
And then the fourth word came from the Lord into his ear.
说有一天中国开放的时候，我派你去，你去不去？
So if one day China's doors open and I sent you to go, would you go?
我当时就学以赛亚说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And of course he was learning from Isaiah, so he said, Lord, here I am, send me.
你知道，我以为我以后要到中国去做宣教士。
And Pastor Chang in his mind thought that in the future he's going to go and become a missionary in China.
结果不是。
But it wasn't.
神要我在不久以后，中国第一批留学生大概6000还是8000个留学生到美国来的时候，神要我开门欢迎他们进来。
And instead, what the Lord was seeking for is in a moment while after, as the doors of China opened and students came from China to America, about 6,000 or so, that he would open the doors of his church for them.
所以我在这里告诉我们诸位，我所从神得着的能力开了三四个台湾人的教会，我们是第一个华人的教会在东部这边，美国东部这边开放我们欢迎从中国来的弟兄姐妹。
And because of that, Pastor Chang has opened, planted churches throughout this borough. And in the Northeast, the Grace Christian Church is the first Taiwanese church to open the doors to the Chinese community.
今天我们坐在这里的 80% 都是从中国来的。
And many of us here in our congregation today are from China.
那是一种呼召。
It's a blessing.
所以我在这里要告诉我们诸位，让我们再来看到耶稣基督来到这个世界，他是全世界全宇宙第一个从天上来到地上的宣教士。
And so we want to share today how Christ is the first missionary or evangelist to come from heaven down to earth today.
他的降生不简单。
And his birth was not easy.
因为他的降生产生了很多人的批评攻击。
Because there was a lot of persecution and assault because of his birth.
特别魔鬼很讨厌。
Especially the enemy, he's upset about this.
因为魔鬼把这个世界控制得很好。
Because the enemy has so much control over this world at that time.
当他来的时候，魔鬼知道他完蛋了。
Because the enemy knew that when Christ came, like, it's over for him.
所以他千方百计的就是要丑化，而且恶毒的攻击跟破坏耶稣的出生。
So he attempted as much as he can to make and to deceive all about the birth of Christ as much as
possible. 包括我今天要跟我们大家一起分享的。
Especially as we're hearing from today's word.
所以请我们弟兄姊妹跟我一起来读圣经。
So we want to invite you to read the word with us this morning.
来读保罗所写给加拉太教会的信。
So you want to read the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Galatia?
哥罗西书第四章
Galatians chapter 4
第一节到第七节
Verse 1 to verse 7
对不起不是哥罗西书加拉太书、oh, 对不起
Okay, in Chinese it was written Colossians instead、okay.
加拉太书第四章
Galatians chapter 4
加拉太书第四章我们从第一节念到第七节
Galatians chapter 4, we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我们一起来诵读。
We'll read it together.
我们先读中文，然后请江牧师带我们念英语。
First in Chinese, and then we'll read in English.
第四章第一节，我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩子的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Word Lord says this, I mean that the heir, as long as he's a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he's under guardians and managers until the day set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord. And thanks be to God.
弟兄姊妹，这里说，特别在第四节很有意思。第四节说，极致时候满足。神就差他的儿子为女子所生。
Friends, it's such a meaningful passage, especially in verse 4 when it says, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, under the law.
请你记得一件事情，极致时候满足，那是什么意思？
We want to ask you, like, what does it mean when the time of fulfillment has come?
换句话说，耶稣的出生不是随便来的。
It means that it's not that randomly Christ came.
是有预定的时间到的时候他来的。
There was a divine appointment of when Jesus would come to the earth.
所以我在这里要告诉我们诸位，这一句话最初可以追溯到最早的时候是神给的一句应许。
So we can see that this was a promise that God has given way back in time.
你知不知道在创世纪第三章当亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后，耶和华神审判他们，对不对？
Do you remember in Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve has fallen that God gave them a
judgment?
你
知道当上帝给他们审判的时候有几个受到审判？
And how many were being judged during that time?
第一个蛇被审判。
The first one was a serpent.
是魔鬼再次被审判。
And the enemy was being judged.
第二个是亚当被审判。
And the second one was Adam being judged.
然后第三个被审判的就是夏娃。
The third was, of course, Eve.
那上帝审判夏娃的时候说了两句非常重要的话。
And when he was giving judgment to Eve, he said two important words.
他说，从现在开始，你做女人会生产，你会有生产之痛。
And he says that from now on, as you're giving birth, there will be birth pains.
那种痛我们男人没有办法体会。
And this experience as males we'll never experience.
但是你们做妈妈的都知道。
But as mothers, all mothers know this experience.
我小的时候就听很多妈妈讲。
And so when Pastor Chen was little, he heard a lot of mothers talk about it.
说在疼痛着痛到说以后不生了。
Is that in that moment of pain, they have the mindset that they never, no longer will ever do it again.
但是不久又再生。
But then of course later on, they have another kid.
因为那是很一个母亲自然的表现。
Because it's such a gift of a mother.
那种痛是喜乐的痛。
Because the pain that they're feeling is a joyful pain.
所以你可以感受到女人有那种神的咒诅在那里。
So you can see that in women there is this mark of God in them.
但是在背后有祝福。
And in the behind it, there is great joy.
为什么呢？那个痛以后所带来的喜乐是非常非常大的。
Because after the pain, the birth that comes brings great rejoicing.
但是很有趣的一点啊。
But there's a very important point of this.
只有女人，上帝再给她一个应许。
But only women God gave this blessing to.
上帝说，将来有一个女人要生一个儿子。
Because in the future, a woman is going to give birth to a son.
而这个儿子出来的时候，他要怎么样？要将魔鬼的头打碎。
And this son, when he was born, will crush the head of the enemy.
那个仇敌是什么？蛇，他的头要被打碎，打破。
It means the serpent is going to be crushed, broken.
虽然那个蛇会咬你的后裔的后脚跟。
And of course, the serpent is going to bruise the heel of your offspring.
请你记得哈，这个女人在旧约圣经里面不是写复数的女人，是单数的一个女人。
Okay, it's not said in plural, it's saying in singular.
说将来有个女人要生一个孩子，而这个孩子呢，要将魔鬼的头击碎。
That this one woman will give birth to one son and it will crush this enemy.
虽然这个人他的后脚跟被毒蛇伤了。
Of course, this son will be bruised by the serpent.
但是那是得胜的。
However, it was unintentional.
所以你注意看，从创世纪人犯罪以后，神就埋了一个很大的应许给人类。
And so you realize that even from Genesis, there was a great promise awaiting all the way here.
所以保罗在这段圣经里面说什么呢？说时间到了。上帝就让一个女让他的儿子借着一个女人生出来。
And hence this is why Paul is saying here in the passage we read today that when the time is fulfilled, God is going to bring his son born of a woman out into this world.
可能很多人会说我们每一个人都是妈妈生的，怎么每一个人都是女人生的，不是吗？
And we can all argue and say that aren't we all born of women?
但是你知道在旧约圣经里面或者在新约的时代，犹太人讲说孩子出生其实都还没有妈妈的名字。
But you have to realize that in antiquity, when a child is born, they will never have the mother's name.
你有没有读那个新约圣经的那个家谱啊，或者旧约圣经的家谱，都写男的，都写爸爸的名字。
Do you realize that in genealogy in the Old Testament is always talking about the father's side and lineage?
只有在这里圣经说什么呢？说耶稣基督是什么？是借着女人生的。
And it's only in scripture that says that Jesus Christ was born of a woman.
那个意思就是不是经过男人跟女人的交合所生下的孩子。
And it's talking about it's not by a birth from a male and a female together, but it's conceived by something else.
所以很多人说我不信。
And so many people do not believe.
我记得我以前在那有一个医生说我是医生，我靠圣经写这个，我不信。
And when Pastor Chang was still a pastor in Staten Island, medical doctor, and he argues that, Pastor, I don't believe in this.
我说为什么？
And Pastor Chang asked why.
他说我是医生，圣经讲这是不合理。
And he says that I'm a medical doctor, and what the pastor is saying is not medically correct.
我说你的医学比较厉害，还是圣经比较厉害？
And he says your medical experience is better, or is the word of God stronger?
而且为什么圣经里面说耶稣必须只有从女人的肚子生出来，没有说男人在里面？
And how come it says that Christ is only born by women, but never talks about a male?
而且全宇宙只有这么一个。
And in all the world, only one time it has ever recorded.
而且你知道为什么那么多重要吗？
Do you know why it's so important?
因为那一位降生的不是普通的人。
Because the person, the son that's going to be born is not a normal person.
那是神的独生儿子，他借着圣灵的帮助就投胎进入玛利亚的里面，他必须是一个 virgin, 一个处女。
He was the begotten son of the Father in heaven, conceived with the effort of the Holy Spirit into a virgin woman.
你知道为什么那个重要吗？
Do you know why it's so important?
因为我听过一个牧师讲过，所有的人都可以成为耶稣救人呢。
Because, you know why it's so important? Because like others pastors would say that anybody could become this Christ and save anybody.
如果有牧师有基督徒说这句话，表示他不懂圣经，他不懂神的心意。
And if someone ever actually ever says that, they have no clue what the word of God is really saying.
因为请你记得我们所有的人都是经过爸爸妈妈交合的时候生下来的孩子。
Because remember, all of us have been conceived by a mother and a father together, and that's how we came to be.
你知道，从人的里面都有亚当跟夏娃的罪性一直流传下来。
Because regardless, all of us, we have received the curse, the sins of our forefathers, Adam and Eve, in us, inside of us.
所以我们世界上没有一个人完美可以去救其他的人。
So none of us here on earth is righteous enough to save another.
所以必须有一个完美的、没有瑕疵的、没有罪性的才可以拯救人。
So we need someone that has always been sinless and blameless in order to save others.
也这样才能够满足上帝他在圣经里面所说的献祭、献赎罪祭要献羊的时候完全完美不能够有一点点瑕疵。
And this fulfills what the Old Testament scripture is saying about a perfect sacrifice has to be perfect, spotless, and blameless.
所以耶稣如果他是借着人的样式生下来的他本身就有罪他怎么可能他有罪他怎么能够代替我们的罪。
So if our Lord Jesus Christ was born of just man, of man and woman, then of course he's going to be already flawed and he would not be fulfilling of that.
所以耶稣降生的时候用那种很奇妙的方式所以我们说我们在我们的今天的读那个使徒信经里面说什么呢从 Virgin Mary 从那个什么的再世女就是一个完全没有结婚的女孩子玛利亚身上耶稣降生。
Hence, this is why in the Apostles' Creed that we read today, that it stated the fact is that Christ was born of the Virgin Mary to show that he's purely from conception of God and this Virgin.
如果不是这样，我们的救恩就有瑕疵，我们就没有办法完全得到拯救。
Because without this unique birth, we would never receive salvation.
所以你知道为什么保罗写信给加拉太书？写加拉太书给加拉太教会说他是什么呢是一个无瑕疵是一个处女把神的儿子生下来。
And this is why here Paul is saying that this woman was a virgin born by the Holy Spirit.
所以因为这样子借着耶稣基督我们蒙恩得救以后把我们带回神的家里面我们可以跟耶稣基督一样称在天上的那一位阿爸父神。
And it's because of that, Christ can be the great redeemer, and he's bringing us to the Father so that we can go to him, his presence, and call him Abba, Father.
但是我告诉我们诸位哈，耶稣基督是从玛利亚所生的，你知道他跟玛利亚还有约瑟要冒多大的危险，还有冒多大的骂名，你知道吗？
But friends, do you realize the strife, the persecution, the struggles, the words, the judgment that has been spoken over Mary, Joseph, and Jesus for this to happen?
你知道，玛利亚跟人家讲说，我这个儿子是圣灵投胎的。
As Mary declares that this child as of born is born from the Spirit.
对不起，不是圣灵投胎，是圣灵帮助，然后神的儿子投胎的。我应该讲这样才对。
Okay. So to correct, it's by the help of the Spirit that the child is conceived inside her.
Okay. 当事人说神经病。
And many will say that she's insane.
所以你知不知道，从新约圣经里面，犹太人骂耶稣是什么？你知道吗？
And do you know how in the New Testament what the religious called Jesus?
你如果来读。约翰福音第八章。
If you look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。耶稣从第七节说第八章的四十七节。耶稣说出于神的必听神的话。你们不听因为你们不是出于神。48节，犹太人回答说：“我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附的，这话岂不正对吗？”
And so, if you read in John chapter 8, in verse around verse 47-48, you see that Jesus is declaring to them, "Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear is that you're not of God." And then the Jews, as you can see, answers him, "Are we not right to saying that you are Samaritan and have a demon?"
Yeah, 你有没有发现？
Do you notice?
犹太人不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
That the Jews don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
犹太人说你是撒玛利亚人。
You know, the Jews call him a Samaritan.
你知道撒玛利亚人是什么意思？
Do you understand the meaning of Samaritan?
你是杂种的。
It means you're a mix.
因为撒玛利亚人是犹太人看不起的，因为他们不纯。
They can't, because Jews and Samaritans, they don't associate with each other.
因为犹太人说你们撒玛利亚人不纯，你们是跟其他的外邦人杂交的。
Because they argue that Samaritans have mixed blood with other tribes around.
这里不好意思说你是杂种的，就说你是撒玛利亚人，那是好像好听一点。
You know, they don't want to say that he of the thing, so he's trying to say Samaritan, make it sound a little bit better.
其实背后就是骂耶稣。你不是纯犹太人。
But what in the background, what he's saying is that you are not a full Jew.
所以耶稣要被犹太人指着鼻子骂，说他是杂种的。
And so throughout Jesus' ministry and throughout his life on earth, he has been scrutinized by.
而且他们还说玛利亚是被强暴的。
And they also declare that Mary has been raped.
所以过去几千年，一千多年，犹太人就写了一本书来批评耶稣，直到最近他们不好意思，最近一两百年，你们不好意思才把那本书收回去。
So the years after Christ's ministry and ascension, the Jews have created a book to tell their people that what of this occurrence, and they just recently decided that it's not a good idea, so they stopped pulling it out from rabbinic schooling and teaching.
也因为这样子。犹太人最近才开始逐渐的开始 在相信耶稣。
And hence this is why there is a start of movement of Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus Christ.
所以你记得魔鬼多可恶。
And so now you can see the horror and the evil of the enemy.
把犹太人就全部圈住，不相信耶稣。
That stir them up to be unbelief, control them to not believe in Christ.
所以请你记得哈，上帝很重要的拯救的计划，他要完完全全没有罪的来到这个世界，结果就被批评说他是杂种的。
Hence the fulfillment, the plan, the promise of God that came to save us, but yet when Christ came on earth, the world says that he was unclean.
弟兄姊妹，那玛利亚怎么样？
So friends, what about Mary?
为什么教会把玛利亚的地位提得那么高？
Why does some churches elevate the Mother Mary?
说把她称作圣母玛利亚 ,Holy Mother. 为什么？因为她所受到的侮辱跟谩骂几千年了。
Why did they elevate her to become the Holy Mother of the Church? It's because of all those years of scrutiny and persecution about her.
所以你可以想象。当我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们感谢主耶稣来到这个世界，但是你知道魔鬼在背后使了多少诈，要让人不要离开，让人离开耶稣基督的拯救。
So even though while we're here celebrating Christmas Sunday and we're hearing all of these things, don't forget the enemy has been at work trying to deny who Christ is all these years.
所以我在这里感谢我们主，感谢主，今天你蒙恩拯救，你相信耶稣基督就是那一位道成肉身，从玛利亚一位处女 的身上生出来的一个完全 无罪无瑕疵的救主。
So we want to give thanks to God today as we see all of you have received this story and you believe it so that you would be saved.
那就是福音。
And that is the greatest gospel story, the blessing.
所以我在这里要告诉我们这位盼望华人还有全世界的人了解这么大的祝福的时候，你如果不去接受，你拒绝了，那将是很大很大的可怜。
So really hope as us as Chinese congregation and all of this world that as you hear this beautiful gospel that you will receive and believe, because if you don't hear and understand and heard and not believe, there is a weighted condemnation to come.
求主帮助我们。
So Lord help us.
神的计划永远是最美的。
The words of God, the promise of God is always the most beautiful.
为了拯救你。
To save you.
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
Christ came on this earth.
而且最后一件我要跟我们大家一起分享，就是你知道耶稣基督被钉在十字架的时候舒服吗？
The last thing we want to share is when Christ was on the cross, hanging on the cross, was he comfortable?
所以当我们看到耶稣出生的时候，一定要看到耶稣基督的死。
So as we're looking at the birth of Christ, we always have to look at the death of Christ also.
因为他来这个世界就是为我们来死的。
Because he came on this earth for to die for us.
而且那个死不是睡在床上很平平安安的走掉。
It wasn't a death where he's peaceful in a deathbed passed away peacefully.
所以当耶稣在被捕的那一个晚上，他整个晚上跪在克西马尼园里面迫切的祷告。
Hence that night before the crucifixion, he was at a garden in Gethsemane on his knees praying.
你知道当时他所感受到的是什么呢？全世界从亚当开始到人类最后一个出生的人，所有的罪，所有的肮脏，所有的污秽，全部扛在耶稣的身上。
Do you know what he was experiencing that night in the garden? He was experiencing the weight of all of the sins of this world, all the way from Adam, all the way to then, and what's in the future weighed on him. That's an impossible weight on anybody.
那不是身体的折磨而已，弟兄姊妹。
It wasn't because of his physical ailments.
那是最可怕，全世界的肮脏污秽全部压在他的身上。
Because it's all of the judgment of the world put upon him.
所以耶稣有一点迟疑。
That's why in his heart there was a little bit of despair.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是百分之百的人。
Because he's fully human.
他在阿爸父神的面前问了一句话。
And so in the face of the Father, he asked one question.
说阿爸。
He said, Lord, Father.
如果可以的话，把这个杯拿走可以吗？
If it's your will, please take this cup from me.
那个意思就是说，阿爸父神还有没有其他方法？
What Jesus is saying is that, is there another way than this?
还有没有其他办法可以救人的办法？
Is there another way to save the world besides this?
你有没有发现圣经里面阿爸父神连一句话都没有说？
Do you realize that in scripture, in all the narratives, the Father said nothing?
因为那是他们在创世之前，圣父、圣子、圣灵就预备好的。
Because this was a plan from eternity's past, from the beginning, that this was going to be the only way.
所以你知道圣经里面说什么呢？说阿爸父神没说什么，只有差派一位天使加添耶稣基督的力量。
That's why in scripture it says that the Father said nothing, but instead he sent an angel to strengthen him.
然后耶稣基督讲了一句很重要的话。
And then our Lord Jesus Christ said a very important statement.
他说阿爸，按照你的旨意，不是按照我的意思。
And so he said, Father, not my will, but yours be done.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你的罪，我的罪，全世界的罪，都归在他一个人的身上。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that your sin, our sins, my sins have been put upon the burden of Christ?
他承担所有的羞辱。
He took everything upon himself.
罪所带来的咒诅。
The judgment that comes from every sin.
羞辱。还有无助，全部在他的身上。
All the weight of condemnation upon his shoulders.
我举一个最简单的那个身体的羞辱。当时的罗马帝国在审判人定十字架的时候，不管男的女的，要定十字架时，衣服都脱光，就挂在那边让人看。而且定十字架的地方是在菜市场上面，大家都可以看得见。
You can see the shame that Christ bore upon himself. As you know that when you're crucified, it doesn't matter if you're male or female in the Roman Empire, you will be stripped naked before and hung on the cross as a public display.
弟兄姊妹，任何人可以忍受这种羞辱吗？
Friends, can anybody endure this level of shame and humility?
一位完美无缺的人，为了承担你的罪跟我的罪，他扛在他的身上。
Because a blameless, righteous person was willing to bear all of that shame, all of that humility, all that condemnation for you.
就是我刚才在看我们的青少年在唱歌的时候，我突然间流眼泪。
So that's why Pastor Chang, as the praise team was up here singing, he was in tears.
我是谁啊？我怎么配得这种恩典？
And so, because he was in his heart, he's saying, Lord, who am I to receive this great grace?
求主帮助我们。
So Lord help us.
那就是我们的耶稣基督。
That's who Jesus Christ is.
那就是你必须相信的神。
That's the one that you are to believe.
因为全宇宙只有他为你来这个来到这个世界。
Because out of all of this world, only he came to rescue you.
所以我们今天庆祝圣诞节。
So this, today as we celebrate Christmas.
请我们记得不是高高兴兴而已。
It's not just, celebrations and fun.
我们盼望我们的心里面充满着盼望，充满着喜乐，充满着感恩。
May our hearts be filled with hope, be filled with joy, and be filled with great gratitude.
我们感谢主，今天我们有七位弟兄姐妹要在这里受洗。
We praise the Lord that we have seven people today that's going to be baptized.
我们非常非常的高兴。
We're very excited.
因为耶稣讲过一句非常美的话。
Because there's a beautiful line that Jesus said in Scripture.
他说如果在世界上有一个人得救，
Because in the world, if one person is saved,
在天上天使要开欢会欢迎会来庆祝。
Because angels are up in heaven preparing a party for them.
所以我们今天很高兴欢迎这些弟兄姊妹加入我们的教会，成为上帝国度里面的一份子。
So we're excited to welcome them into our church and also into the kingdom of heaven.
同时我们也求主帮助，让我们更审视自己，让我们知道我们是蒙恩得救的人。
And may we also be encouraged to know that we have been saved by grace and we are children of God.
因为这是太伟大、太奇妙、太真实的救恩。
Because this is so wonderful and too wonderful for us to understand and comprehend.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你在这个时候让我们庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in this moment to remember Lord Christ's coming.
让我们再一次思想耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And Lord, we remind ourselves and remember all that you have done for us.
让我们从心灵的深处献上感恩。
And Lord, through our spirit, we want to give you praise and gratitude.
求主赐福保守。
Lord, would you help us and cover us?
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们再来唱一首诗歌，然后我要请要受洗的人到前面来。
This moment we're going to sing a response hymn, and then we're going to ask those who are being baptized and confirmed to come up.
请我们站起来唱这一首诗歌，我们唱三节，一、二、六。
天使苏邦圣诞佳音献向天间贫苦牧人，牧人正当看守羊群，严冬烦人三夜一生欢心欢心欢喜欢喜，天国君王今日降生，牧人抬头见已经醒，远在东方灿烂清明，发出极光照耀世尘，不分昼夜光彩永恒，欢欣欢欣欢欣欢欣，天国君王今日降生，世上人迎接星光，远道而来离别家乡，专心一意寻求君王，追随今夕不问路长，欢喜欢喜欢喜欢喜，天国君王今日
心里面有一种喜乐，那种喜乐不是现在赚到100万或者是什么好事情发生，而是我们确定我们有永恒的生命，当我们离开这个世界的时候，耶稣就会接我们回家，那将是我们一生最美最美的祝福。主啊，就帮助我们所有的每一位弟兄姊妹在主你的爱里面确定我们所信的，以及我们知道我们往哪里去，求主将那份喜乐在圣灵的帮助之下去经历你，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。
So gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, and Lord, our hearts are filled with joy, Lord. Not the joy that we experience as temporal, Lord, but the everlasting joy because, Lord, the hope that we receive and we hold on to know, Lord, that, Lord, after, even though we perished here on earth, Lord, we will be received into eternity, Lord. So, Lord, may that hope of your coming have increased this into us, Lord, the strength to continue, Lord, and to know that your promise is true and your promise is wonderful. And so, Lord, may we continue to walk in light with you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.